That's 772-335-3231.
That has been trained in complaining, in mumbling, in grumbling, in groaning. I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I'm sick and tired of that. You know, some places in the world, the first thing a mother does when she wakes up is roll over to see that her child is still alive. And we mumble about a waitress. Well, I better leave that alone because I do that. Lord, don't take me there. My wife had to check me sometimes. I said, what? Now, why would they? And I said, I better slow down here. They're getting paid for this. But y'all get the picture right. We can tend to complain about things that don't really, you forget about them 15 minutes later. It's no big deal. But gratitude is the mother of all virtue. We need to be trained in the art of thankfulness. You have to train yourself. The natural propensity, the fallen nature is not one of thankfulness. But the spirit that you carry, being born again, is one of gratitude and thankfulness. 2 Timothy 3, don't turn there, just write it down. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 through 3 and verse 5, we see that perilous times have come because men have become. And it gives a list. But an environment has been created because men have become certain ways. This world is in the corrupt state that it is in, not because of God, but because of what men have become. But now it goes on to say, I better take you there so you can see something. Verse 5, 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, it gives a list of all the corrupt stuff that men have become. Covetous, heady, high-minded, boasters, proud, blasphemers, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. All the list goes on and on. But look here in verse 5. For men shall be lovers. I'm sorry, verse 5. That's 2. There we go. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. What that means to me, if there's having a form of godliness, some of these folk that are causing these perilous times is up in the church. When I say church, in the building. Because they have a form of godliness, but denying the power. In other words, they're not really thankful. That's why we must train ourselves to give thanks in all things. I remember all I had to eat, it was a case of split pea soup, canned, Campbell's. I wasn't thankful for about the first 10 cans. But then I realized, wasn't that gonna change? Till thankfulness started coming. And so I started thanking God. You know, I was out to lunch with someone the other day, and they ordered split pea soup. I said, you know what? I'll have the same. It was good, too. It tasted good. I got delivered. From the back of my mind, split pea soup up. It was delicious. But what had to happen was through the trial, God always is out to develop us, to deliver us. And when we can become thankful, I mean genuinely thankful. In other words, seizing the moment, not thankful one day when everything changed, but in the moment. We can be eating that 11th can. Thank you, Jesus. This don't taste so bad after all. Could be worse. Could be empty cans. Gratitude is the mother of all virtues. The mother of all virtues. You can have all kind of stuff going on in your life, but if you're not at the core, if you're not grateful, if you're not thankful, it's like charity. Though you give your body to be burned, though you give all your possessions to feed the poor, and have not charity, it profits nothing. If you can do a whole lot of church stuff. You can give with a motive, ulterior motive. But if you do all this stuff and you don't really have thankfulness toward God, it profits you zero. Religious folk. You see, being religious, going to church, cannot atone for an attitude of ingratitude. Listen to me. We were created to praise. Notice someone that's not thankful or that's always bitter or always angry. It doesn't matter how we were brought up or what we lacked being brought up. In the hands of the potter, he can make a vessel unto honor. If you'll let him. It doesn't matter. Tell somebody, it don't matter where you come from. What matters is where you're going. See, the devil will always try to tell you what you didn't have, where you came from. God is telling you where you're going. Stop looking at what you're going through. Look at where you're going to. Thankfulness, I said this morning, thankfulness is the air conditioning of your soul. It blows out all the stale, overheated air of your mind, brings in the breeze of the spirit. Thankfulness, just being thankful. Surely there's something, even as you sit there right now, surely there's something with all the stuff that may be going on in your life, there's something you can sit and say, you know what, I thank God for that. How about on this side? I see one hand up. Anybody else? Surely, tell somebody, surely there's something. And I'm being kind there. There should be a whole list of stuff. A book of stuff that we can thank God for. What about that time you almost died? What about that time you had that accident and you came out? What about that time you lost your job, but God had another job waiting on you? What about that time you almost got divorced? Come on, come on. The list goes on and on and on. What about when the doctors gave you up and God picked you up? Well, everybody's got a story now. What about when the enemy was about to take you out, but God foiled him before he got to you? What about when the enemy tried to cause you to commit suicide, but God took that spirit of depression off of you? The simple fact that we are here, and most of us clothed in our right mind. I'll take that back. And we clothed in our right mind. You got to mess with some people, right? Listen, to be just a positive person, without thankfulness will cause you to be arrogant. You have a lot of people in the world, they're not really thankful. They're positive. They got things going on. Maybe they got money. They got things. They got prestige. They got, you know, influence. But they're not really thankful. Those are what you call the self-made people. I'm a self-made man is what they'll tell you. And they did a very poor job. Because, see, they were created to praise. Not to try to take the glory to themselves. I'm going to show you something here. I think it's going to bless you. Thankfulness reveals humility, number one. When you can thank someone else, and most of all, you can thank God, that reveals humility. Because none of us made it where we are. None of us survived. None of us are thriving because of our own. God helped you, and people helped you. I'll go as far as to say, the devil helped you. The devil the one put the pressure on you. The devil's the one backed you up in the corner, brought the best out of you. Come on, the devil's the one that, amen, he meant it for evil, but God always meant it for good. He is only left here, he is only tolerated to make you shine. His goal, his mandate from God is not to destroy you. Because we don't walk in the path of the destroyer. All he can do is buff you up. You know, when you wax a car and you buff it, you bring the shine out. Or you polish a pair of shoes and you go to buffing, the shine starts to come. That's all he's here for. To shine you up. That's why you can give thanks. That's why it's the will of God for you to give thanks in all things. Because he already knows the enemy's purpose. Amen? Now, let's go a little deeper here. I want you to go to Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38. This is after Job was coming through his trial and he had encountered God now. After his three friends had beat him down, his wife told him to curse God and die. He lost everything. He'd been through, he grumbled a little bit, but he never let go of God. God appears to him now. And I'll start at verse number 1 of Job chapter 38. God asked him some profound questions. And if you ever really study this is not just poetry. Science can attest to some of these things that are being said here. That God says in these veiled sayings to Job. But here we go. He says here, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Talking about Job. Gird up now thy loins like a man. For I will demand of you and answer you me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare it, if you have understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if you know? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Talking to Job. You think he'd be saying, poor Job, I'm here for you. I never left you. I never forsook you. No, he asked Job these hard questions. Where were you? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? You know there's a cornerstone to the earth. It's in the Bible.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.